Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at what the Bible says about midnight hours. There are many places in the Bible where we see midnight hours that people are facing. Dark moments in life when the circumstances look very bleak, when the future doesn't look to hold any hope of improvement, and where the person felt helpless to change any of it. Have you been facing a midnight hour? Jesus wants to be Lord of your midnight hour. He wants to bring victory to you in the midst of your midnight hour. Throughout the Bible, we find persons and places where midnight hours were faced and where God was truly the Lord of the midnight hour and brought victory and breakthrough. He wants to do that for you. Yesterday, we began to examine common reactions to the midnight hour in people's lives. The first and very common response that we see in people when they are faced with difficult, adverse circumstances, instead of trusting God that He is the Lord and He's the Lord of every circumstance in their life, we will often observe people falling prey to the temptation that Satan will present to begin to question God and blame God and become resentful and mistrusting of God, doubting His very love and care for them. And they fall into the trap of questioning and saying, "Why did you allow this, God?" And in that place and in that condition of heart and that response to a midnight hour, a person will often end up in the grip of self-pity, which will take them to a deeper and darker dungeon than they're already in. It's not the way out of the midnight hour. Today we're going to talk about a second common reaction to a midnight hour situation, and it is this. Oftentimes, people will begin to focus their attention on other people that they think caused them to be in this midnight hour situation. Yesterday, I mentioned that midnight hours often come about from one of two circumstances, either from your own sin or wrong decisions in life could bring you to a midnight hour situation, or sometimes it's because of the actions of another person, which have a negative impact on you. In Paul's case, he was in prison not because of something he did wrong, but because of unjust persecution for doing God's will. If you are in a midnight hour situation, a dark circumstance that looks like it will never be alleviated, you will often be tempted to focus your attention on the person or persons that you think caused you to be in the current prison of pain that you find yourself in. If you find yourself blaming others, becoming offended at a person, rehearsing the sins of that other person in your mind, you are in the grip of this second wrong reaction to a midnight hour. Bitterness towards people will steal your song, just like bitterness towards God would steal your song. Paul and Silas in Acts 16 found themselves in that prison cell because of false accusations and slander, because they were pursuing God's will, and the wickedness of other people put them in that prison cell. And yet we know that Paul and Silas had an amazing response to that midnight hour. They could have easily fallen into the trap, into the sin of blaming, of being resentful, being angry, feeling righteously offended at those who had them thrown into prison and beaten unmercifully. And yet, you don't find in Acts 16 any trace of hurt, of offense, or bitterness toward those who were clearly responsible for their current situation. Why is that? Paul understood the danger of resentment and bitterness, and he avoided it like the plague, even though you could say he had good grounds, good reason, justification to be angry at the men who had him thrown in prison for casting the fortune-telling demon out of a young girl, though many people would say he would have been perfectly justified in being angry at them, Paul understood the spiritual danger of entertaining thoughts like that. Paul was the one who, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, penned Hebrews 12:14-15, which says this: pursue peace with all men, and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by it many be defiled. He understood the spiritual principle of offense leading to resentment, leading to bitterness. And he did not allow Satan's lie, "But I have the right to be offended and hurt over this because they wronged me." He did not allow that lie of Satan to trap him into the sin of offense, resentment, unforgiveness, and bitterness. Do you realize that if he had done that, if he had fallen for that trap and sat in that prison cell angry, rehearsing the wicked deed that these men had done against him and Silas, had they sat there and discussed it, saying how wrong they were, and they were wrong for certain, entertaining that bitterness in their heart, that they would have remained in that prison cell? But instead, Paul and Silas chose to let God be the Lord of their midnight hour. When you choose to let God be the Lord of your life, that means that you're going to let him be Lord when the times are good and when you're facing a difficult time, an adverse time, a time of a midnight hour in your life. Many people take back God's lordship when they hit a difficult period. And I mean by saying that they begin to take matters into their own hands. And the moment that you begin to do something that's contrary to Scripture, you have taken lordship back into your own hands. When you think you have the right to be offended, the right to feel hurt, when that is clearly contrary to Scripture, you have decided that you know more than God. And in doing so, you've taken back the lordship. You want to be Lord over this situation. But Jesus wants to be your Lord over the midnight hour in your life as well as the great times that you have. Paul knew this, and Paul understood that God was good and that he did not have to take back lordship when he hit a rough period. Paul penned in 2 Corinthians these words, which reflect his understanding and his trust and faith in God's goodness. It says in verse 14 of 2 Corinthians 2, "But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph in all things." He always leads us in triumph in all things. He knew that no matter what they face, good, bad, or in the middle, that God would lead him in triumph in all things. If you would take to heart that word of the Lord and cling to it, that God will in Christ lead you in triumph in all things, you will avoid taking back lordship when you hit a midnight hour situation. God wants to be Lord of your midnight. Paul and Silas were able to sing hymns of praise and pray in the middle of that prison situation at midnight, at the darkest point, because they fundamentally trusted God's goodness. In Acts 20:24, Paul said, "None of these things move me." He was referring to difficulties that he was going to face. God wants you to be able to say in your midnight hour, "None of these things move me, because I trust in my God, because the Lord is good, because God in Christ always leads me in triumph in all things." God is bigger than your circumstances, but he's looking for a heart of trust, and he responds to that heart of trust. If you're facing a midnight hour right now in your life, and you know that you have had a seething resentment for the people who have perhaps contributed to the midnight hour situation you're dealing with, make a decision right now that you're going to line up with God's word. And by faith, say, Lord, I forgive those people. I release them. I ask you to bless them. And by faith and with your help, I'm not going to be resentful towards them another minute. I put myself back in your hands as my Lord. You're the Lord of my midnight hour. Shake the foundations of the prison I'm in and bring me forth in triumph in Christ as you've promised in your word. He'll do that for you. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue on this subject of the Lord of the midnight hour. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.